Can I just
start?
Sorry. Just get all this sorted. Yeah, can I just start by asking you how you first got involved with the conservation volunteers?
Golly, I've been involved for getting on for 15 years as a staff member. I suppose before that I used to go out and do some practical conservation volunteering when I could, just because I enjoyed sort of being out in the open air, really.
And to protect places like this, the green fields and everything like that, how are you going to get the next generation involved with the conservation volunteers?
We don't seem to have too much of a problem of involving volunteers in our programme. I suppose what helps to some extent at the moment is the vast real unemployment in this country, or underemployment. People are desperate to, you know, do something useful, to do something useful with their time. So people often come to us, you know, by word of mouth. They've got lots of sort of friends and family in the area that volunteer with us already. So volunteering for this generation and the young people of, you know, these generations is not a problem. We do go out and work with schools as well. We sometimes create wildlife ponds, wildlife sort of green spaces at schools if those schools have got the finance to pay for us to come. So we do have quite a lot of interaction with young people.
The government have just announced that they're building a nuclear power plant in Hinckley and they're going ahead with it. How do you think that is going to affect the future around the southwest, introducing nuclear power to the southwest?
Well, I don't know if you realise this, but Cornwall has always had or used a heck of a lot of nuclear power since the 60s, 70s, because of all the power stations along the Severn. So it's not going to make a huge amount of difference in the short term in terms of actual nuclear generation. We're a charity, so we can't comment on how bloody awful this announcement has been, by the way. There's a lot of people in the southwest that are obviously keen on renewable energies and excited by the issues of climate change, and who will be, you know, will look at this decision with great approbation. But it won't make a lot of difference to the conservation volunteers, I'm very much afraid to say.
And the conservation volunteers, you have your Green Gym scheme. Who does that help the most?
It's for anyone who wants to get back to volunteering after they've been perhaps